Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a battlefield, right? We're constantly bombarded with pressures, expectations, and challenges that can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. But what if I told you there is a superpower within each of us that can help us navigate those rough patches with grace and resilience? That's exactly what we're diving into today, cultivating inner strength. It's not about becoming some stoic superhero, it's about building that unshakable foundation within ourselves to face whatever comes our way. Think of it like your personal Zen dojo, where you train your mind and spirit to be unfazed by the chaos outside. Now, you might be thinking, inner strength sounds a bit abstract. But trust me, it's more tangible than you think. It's about developing that unwavering belief in yourself, the ability to stay calm under pressure, and the courage to keep pushing forward even when things get tough. It's about becoming your own best anchor in the storm. Here are five key takeaways to help you start building your inner fortress. First, practice self-awareness. Ever felt like a puppet on a string, reacting impulsively without thinking? Self-awareness is all about understanding your thoughts, emotions, and reactions. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you navigate your own mind. Take some time each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why? Recognizing these patterns helps you make conscious choices instead of being ruled by autopilot. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. Think about those times you stumbled and learned from it. That's the essence of a growth mindset. Embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and development. See setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones on your journey. Remember, every fail is just feedback, helping you refine your path towards success. Third, focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs, there's no denying that. But dwelling on things outside our control only fuels anxiety and frustration. Shift your energy towards what you can influence, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Remember that saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. It's about finding that inner compass and steering yourself towards your goals. Fourth, practice gratitude. Sounds cliche, I know, but seriously, it works. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life big and small shifts your perspective and boosts your overall well-being. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity and reminding yourself of all the reasons to be grateful. Finally, build meaningful connections. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who uplift and encourage you is crucial for building inner strength. Sharing your experiences, offering a helping hand, and creating genuine bonds strengthens our resilience and reminds us that we're not alone in this journey. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic, the frustration mounting as cars inch forward. The usual urge to get angry kicks in, right? But instead of letting that anger take over, you remember these tips. You practice self-awareness and recognize your rising frustration. You choose to focus on what you can control, putting on some calming music, taking deep breaths, or even using the time to mentally plan your evening. See how that shift in perspective changes everything? You are no longer a victim of circumstance, but an active participant in managing your own experience. Remember, cultivating inner strength is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, challenges and triumphs. But by incorporating these principles into your daily life, it will gradually build that unshakable foundation within yourself, the kind that allows you to face whatever comes your way with confidence and grace. So go out there, practice these tips, and start building that inner fortress. And don't forget to share your journey with me. I'd love to hear how these tools are helping you navigate life with more resilience and strength. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.